Here's a sneak peek at tonight's AFV. We dare you not to laugh. America's funniest home videos. And now, here he is, the host of AFV, for that lovely introduction. Good evening. Welcome to AFV. Tonight, as you can tell, because I'm wearing a tie, one of our $10,000 winners is going to walk out of here with $100,000. That's right. And they don't care how we pay it, with a comically oversized check or a paper bag full of crumpled up hundreds. They just want to win. You can already feel the tension building. Luckily, laughter and cash are excellent ways to relieve tension.
The only good thing about this, he doesn't land on his keys. Nunchuck meat hair helmet. Some dogs beg, some dogs do something about it.
All right, here we go. Let's go.
He recently mastered the backflip. Well, three quarters of it anyway.
Are you okay?
There's $100 down the drain, literally. He thought the biggest problem was going to be getting the sand out of his hair.
Here's my beautiful gingerbread house. Time to say goodbye.
One thing I've learned hosting AFE all these years, animals have a great sense of humor. Or maybe they just have funny sinus problems. You be the judge. Nominee proves that the only thing funnier than funny-sounding animals is a girl with an app of funny-sounding animals. Sent in by the Melger family, it's Little Animal Imitator.
Yeah.
Kathy, we like to think of ourselves as America's family show because you can watch it with the whole family. And after all, what's more American than getting together with your family and laughing at other families?
AFV.com.
Hey, kids. Kids, I'm talking to you. Please, keep saying cute kid things. Keep telling jokes that have no punchline. It's worked for me. Keep making up words like yummable and strawberry. But do me a favor, before you do any of that, make sure someone gets it on video.
Should I sit on that chair?
Yeah.
But I can't. My tushy's too big.
Please.
You sit on there. You have to have a little tushy.
Uh-huh.
Nana has a big tushy. You want to see my tushy?
Oh, that's huge.
Every kid wants a diary. Just not every kid knows how to say diary.
I don't think that's a shirt.
No, it's a diarrhea. See?
Diarrhea.
All right. All right, bye.
Can I hear your numbers in Spanish? Hold up. Who you learned those numbers from?
Dora!
Okay. But no, Peyton, it's uno, dos, tres, nacho, cinco. Oh, my Lord. I just said nacho.
Oh, no!
You can pee in this water.
Nominee stars a kid who accidentally walked out of a restaurant with a cup. Tonight, he could walk away with $100,000. Sent in by Megan Tyrone, it's Accidental Cup Crime.
No!
Sorry, but you stole it.
I want to take it back. Please!
Sorry, you already left.
Mom, please don't call the cop. Please!
Zakari, I don't know what you want me to do. You stole the cup.
I'm scared. Please. I'm just your little son. I'm your son.
Here's an interesting statistic. 93% of Americans ate pizza last month. We eat almost 350 slices of pizza per second. In fact, there's a very good chance you're eating a piece of pizza right now. You may not even know it.
Yeah, catch it. Put your hands up.
Helper.
Yeah, put your hands up.
See? How he's doing it?
Yeah.
Hey, it's that new pizza with the toddler baked right into the crust. I think they ordered their pie extra floppy.
Now I go. Now I go.
the same in every family. Everyone wants that last piece of pizza. Here's one topping I'll never order. Fake cockroach. I'd like to think the guys that make my pizza are this happy. And now, a moment with the world's oldest bodybuilder. This has been a moment with the world's oldest bodybuilder. Proving that the old saying, you snooze, you lose, isn't always correct. Here's tonight's third nominee for the $100,000 prize sent in by the Bast family. It's Backseat Sleeper.
Hey, buddy, you tired?
Yeah.
Yeah. Can't keep your eyes open?
Yeah.
Yeah. You've been nodding off a little bit.
Yeah.
It's okay, buddy.
Yeah.
If you want to go to sleep, I can... You go ahead. Go to sleep. I'll...
Getting married is one of the most important decisions you'll ever make. This is the person you're going to build a home with, raise children with, most importantly, appear on AFV with. Opening a champagne bottle is usually a one-man operation. Unfortunately, this might not be the one man to do it. She's trying to fix the bride's train, but ends up on her caboose. Meet the mothers of the happy couple. Their hair is sturdier than that wall.
Okay, I got you.
Here's what happens when you get your high heel caught in the dock.
It's okay. Watch it!
He got her a nice-sized ring, but it's still small enough to fall through the deck. Good thing the best man is also a handyman. You think it's hard to get comfortable in a rented tux? Try the rented shoes.
Life is all about those special family moments, the ones we only have a limited time to capture. Making those moments is what a Disney vacation does best. As part of this season's grand prize, the winner and three guests can go with Adventures by Disney to the French countryside, or they can choose to visit other destinations like Paris or Southeast Asia. Adventures by Disney takes families on group-guided vacations to more than 16 destinations around the world, where adventure guides bring to life active, hands-on experiences that help bring your family together. Our funniest video winner will also receive a vacation for four to Walt Disney World Resort in Florida, where unforgettable family moments await them. They can visit the newly reimagined test track, where they'll be immersed in a thrilling experience focused on automotive design. Create your own virtual custom concept vehicle, then ride in your car through performance testing and check out how your car performed during its test drive. Tune in to our grand prize spectacular next Sunday to find out who will win this magical Disney vacation.
for the game where you have to face the fact that the faces are the facts. It's Nice Face. I want to welcome brother-sister team. We have Diana and David here. Welcome. Now, I have to ask, how long have you been brothers and sisters?
My whole life.
Your whole life? Yes. Who's older?
I am.
You're older. Do you get along well? I'm not going to ask you. I'll ask you. You look like you're more honest.
Yes, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
No fights?
Every once in a while.
Yeah, he's so frustrating.
Oh, so it's his fault?
Yes.
Okay. Well,
all right.
Well, let's see if we can get some of that in here.
Okay.
I've got a very important question I want to ask. Who just got pooped on by a bird? Was it this kid? This little girl? Or this baby? The baby doesn't look like it just got pooped on, although it looks like that factors into the face somehow. What do you think, Diana? Which of those three?
I think the girl.
The girl with the crying girl. Yeah. David, what do you think?
I'm going to pick the girl, too.
All right, let's see if you are correct.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, she's so happy now. Oh, you're right. Congratulations. And just a word to the bird, you might try a salad. Gross. Let's try it again. Here's the next question. Who's enjoying a nice massage? Is it this woman? And apparently that is a woman. This chihuahua? Or this little baby? One of those three enjoying a massage. Who do you think, Diana?
The baby.
The baby. David?
The dog.
What is this, like a vampire massage? All right, let's see if either of you are right. Oh, it's the baby. Oh, look at that. Here's your last chance. You could tie it up, and you could have a clean sweep. You get this one right, Diana. Who just got bit by a baby? Was it grandpa, this infant, or this woman? One of those three got bit by a baby. Who do you think it is, Diana?
I'm going to say the lady.
The lady. All right. Lady. And David?
This one's a tough one. I'm going to go with the old man.
Yeah, grandpa. Okay, the old guy. All right. Let's see if either of you are right.
You want
oh, it's grandpa. Grandpa. You're right, David. All right. They both got two right. So you each get a Bergeron bobblehead to call your very own. William Shatner now has one of these. It's in a place of honor somewhere, I'm sure. Okay, so there you go. How about a hand for Diana and David, our contestants? And now, check this out. I'll bet she wishes those lily pads had some lily padding. The snowplow cleared the road. The sledder didn't. Isn't his job stressful enough without coworkers like these? This lady, that kayak, I think we all know how this is going to end.
Every trampoline has only so many jumps in it, and this one just reached its limit. Next nominee illustrates that the idea of a new baby can be a lot to digest. Sent in by Amy Pierce, it's You Ate the Baby?
That is a boy.
Yay.
It's a boy!
What are you doing? Helping that?
This takes a picture of the baby inside my tummy and then puts it on the screen.
You ate the baby!
Maybe it's me, but I always thought we should do a segment called Maybe It's Me. Maybe it's me, but when I go off-roading, I don't use a golf cart. Maybe it's me, but I use my punching bag for punching only. It's me. But when I get a wetsuit, I get one big enough to fit my man boob. Maybe it's me, but when me and my buddies swing on a pole, we don't do it near a glass table. Like I said, maybe it's me.
Love funny videos. You want to see ours or we want to see yours, and it's never been easier than with the AFV app. Download it for free from the App Store, and you can see the best of AFV wherever you go. When shooting with your phone, remember to shoot side to side so the image is wide, so it'll look better on a TV screen. Then upload it on the spot with the AFV app. Have a funny video that's not on your phone? Upload it to AFV.com or mail it to us at AFV. P.O. Box 4333, Hollywood, California, 90078. For full contest rules, go to AFV.com or write this address. Remember, you can't win if you don't send it in.
A recent study showed that people who say a recent study showed are 95% more likely to be hosting a TV show than the average American. I hate being just another statistic.
You got to admire a 55-year-old guy who rents a bouncy castle for his birthday. Even without a skateboard, you can still bite it on the half pipe. Even a rope swing can pick up a hitchhiker.
No. Wait, yes, yes. Oh, my goodness. He's on.
Unfortunately, that's just a baseball cap, not a helmet.
Oh, God.
On the plus side, maybe that'll knock some fashion sense into him. What goes up must come down very quickly.
You've heard the old saying that a spider is more scared of you than you are of it. I don't think it's possible for a spider to be more scared than the guys in tonight's fifth nominated video, sent in by Bart McCurdy. It's the not-so-amazing Spider-Men.
Okay, we're looking at this spider here. This is a spider. That kills on the box I just picked up. I don't know what it is, but it's you. Wait a second. Nate, listen, dude.
Is that a brown recluse? Huh?
It looks like a wolf spider, but...
No, it doesn't. It's got brown legs.
I don't know what that is. Hey, dude, what are you doing? Just put the cup right over the top of it.
No, I can't.
Yeah. Just put the cup on the top of it. Oh, please! Hey. Don't! Move nothing! Don't! No.
I got this.
No fast movements here. Put the lid in your hand. No! Why not?
Got it.
You don't want to put the... You don't want to do that? Dude, that's a brown recluse.
Dude!
Tip it back. Make him fall in there.
Versus, it's a classic battle of weird thing against weird thing to determine which thing is weirder. Tonight on Versus, people getting smacked in the head by garage doors versus loud, annoying donkeys. The garage doors are up first, and they're coming down fast.
Ouch!
But the donkeys are loud and proud and want to please the crowd. The doors come back with some cranial contact. Crunch! And check out this jackass. He really came to pray. The garage doors do a double dude doozy. And this bellowing burrow is one off-key donkey. Doors give it their all, no rain, no gain. And the winner is Loud Annoying Donkey. Join us next week when the Beasts of Burden take on Grandma's Jiggly Arm Fat on Versus. We all know about the power of prayer. Well, here's what happens when the power of prayer meets the power of pasta. It's our final nominee sent in by the Del Rio family. It's Gorging During Grace.
Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good.
Close your eyes.
His love endures forever. His faithfulness spreads throughout the generations. Lord, thank you for this lovely meal that you have blessed us with, Lord. Lord, we just ask that you bless it to our bodies, Lord. That we just glorify you in all we do, Lord. Lord, hold on, don't laugh. Close your eyes and pray. And Lord, we just pray that nobody's eating with their eyes closed, like, pretending like they're praying, Lord. Why, Lord? Why? Lord, we just ask that you let this meal give us strength and health. And not weakness or sickness, Lord. And Lord, we trust you. We love you. We just ask that you bless us, oh God. Bless us. In Jesus' name. Oh, wait. And bless those that don't have a meal, Lord. Please put some money in their life to give them a meal, Father. We're so fortunate over here, Lord. And the less fortunate, we just ask that you help them. Be with them. Bless them. In Jesus' name, amen.
Playing games serves a very valuable social function. Games teach you how to strategize, how to negotiate, how to flip over the board in disgust if you're losing. Check out these games people play.
reveal the winner of the second and third AFV Dream Vacation Sweepstakes. Congratulations to Kelly Nero from Berlin, Connecticut, who was randomly selected to win a vacation for four aboard Disney Cruise Line. And to Carol Coopin from Seattle, Washington, who was randomly selected to win some Disney time at the Walt Disney World Resort in Florida. Congratulations to you both, and thanks to all who entered.
As you may know, for his Oscar-winning performance in Lincoln, Daniel Day-Lewis employed method acting. He lived his life as Abraham Lincoln for months and months to appear convincing on screen. Much in the same way, I've employed a technique called method hosting. I've spent months living as Ryan Seacrest. The major change, now I only get 3 hours of sleep a night, and I am spending a fortune on hair gel.
When they say you should throw the little ones back, they're not talking about the fishermen. Surely there's a better way to test how deep your mud holes are. Just because you stick the landing doesn't mean it stays stuck. What's worse, the fact a dog is drinking from the toilet or that another dog is waiting in line? You can photobomb even when you're supposed to be in the picture. Apparently, this roof is not quite up to code. All right, you've scratched enough. Now scoot.
Momentum is the product of the mass and velocity of an object. That's momentum. Momentum is a little different. Momentum is the principle that a mom in motion stays in motion until she doesn't.
It goes from merry-go-round to mommy-go-round. That's why most moms just push their kid on the swing. She combines her mount and her dismount all in one. Kid, don't chase the ball. Mom, don't chase the kid. She helps him down the slide, he helps her in the pool.
AFV, we like to say, we dare you not to laugh. But then we started to wonder if holding in a laugh could be dangerous, like holding in a sneeze. So go ahead, let it out all over these next clips. The laugh, not the sneeze.
I don't know if this is driver's ed or dance class. After this, Pete decided to reevaluate his life as a human diving board.
Oh my God. Bring your back.
One way to potty train your kids is just to scare it out of them. One's going in and one's going on. I don't know if this is at Burning Man, but he becomes one. This is a TKO for the speed bag.
When we return, we'll have one last look at our finalists and make one of them $100,000 richer. So stay right there.
Who's going to win the $100,000? There's only one way to find out. Be here when AFB returns.
The big moment is here. Time to meet the finalists competing for the $100,000. First up, a boy who's filled with the Lord's spirit and his mom's spaghetti. Set in by the Del Rio family from Moundsview, Minnesota, it's Gorging During Grace.
That was great. And Lord, we just pray that nobody's eating with their eyes closed and pretending like they're praying, Lord.
Our next contender was set in by Amy Pierce from Alpine, Utah. Her video is proof that an ultrasound can be also funny. It's You Ate the Baby?
And then put that on the screen.
You ate the baby.
The next comedy crew, there's an app for everything. Maybe even winning money. Sent in by the Melger family from Toronto, Ontario, Canada. It's Little Animal Irritator. Our next finalist shows what happens when two cowards meet eight. Sent in by Mark McCurdy from Redding, California. It's the not-so-amazing Spider-Man.
Yeah, make a ball in there.
Our next finalist went to a restaurant and took home more than a doggy bag. Sent in by Megan Tyrone from Arlington, Texas. It's Accidental Cup Crime.
Please, I'm just a little son. I'm your son.
By the Bass family from Buena Vista, Saskatchewan, Canada. It's Backseat Sleeper.
Sleep, I can. You go ahead, go to sleep. I'll.
Recently, we went to the Walt Disney World Resort in Florida where guests voted to determine the winner of the $100,000. We'll find out who wins the big money in a moment, but first, our. Yeah, like he said, our video remix. Six nominees. You at home have your favorite, I imagine. Let's see if you're right. It's the moment we have been waiting for. The winner of the $100,000 is Accidental Cup Crimes. And it's on the
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah. Congratulations.
Thanks so much.
What do you think you might do with $100,000?
College fund.
There you go. Good, good, good. And you know what this means, too? We're going to see you for our season finale in Disney World as well. How about that?
So do you have a favorite Disney World ride you're looking forward to seeing?
Yes.
Which one? You know what?
I don't
decide
know.
When you get there, right?
Congratulations again.
And that's it for tonight. But join us next Sunday when we'll be coming to you from the Walt Disney World Resort in Florida, where our three $100,000 winners compete for our biggest prize of the year. See you then. And remember, upload to us. Get rich. Get famous. Good night, everybody. Come on.
Epic season finale of television's most spellbinding series, Once Upon a Time, starting right now.